Well, we are actually at that time, Amy, so why don't you bring us on to onto the call and make an official announcement, if you would.
Okay, well, great. I would like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night product education conference call. We get together every Wednesday to talk about health issues and products and just spread information. We believe that information, that knowledge is power, and that's what we're here to do tonight. We're really honored to have with us on the line David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. He's going to be with us tonight. He's just got a wealth of information that we're really lucky that he shares with us each and every week. We're also very lucky to have with us the master formulator of Ionic Elements, our hottest new product at Platinum Health Products. We've had this product out for about 2 months now, and we've just been getting amazing testimonials and amazing stories. And so we've had many people request that we have Rafi back on the line with us. We had him about 8 weeks ago, I believe, or 6 weeks ago, and so we're honored to have him with us tonight. But first I want to give a couple announcements. If you'd like to access this information again, because I know it will be a really awesome call, you can do that by calling our replay line at 212-461-8911. Also, the call will be available on the website starting tomorrow. That's at www.phporder.com. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link where you can click on it right there on your computer and play it on your media player right on your computer. Or if you'd like to forward that on to friends or family that you think might benefit from tonight's call, that's a really easy way to do that. So, again, I'd like to welcome everyone to our Platinum Health Products Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. And I know, Dave, you had a few words that you'd like to share with us before we get started. So if you'd like to do that now, that would be awesome.
Well, actually, I just want to sort of emphasize how much appreciation that I feel for the people who have joined our family, our community of like-minded people. It really is amazing. I have to tell you how fulfilling it is in my lifetime to have been lucky enough to be part of this organization, to be really blessed to have made so many contacts and so many connections with truly, truly amazing people. You guys are helping Amy and I to spread something that we're passionate about, and that is healing. It is people inspired to heal themselves, people inspired to take their lives into their own hands and to not accept what other people accept as fate, people who want to control their own fate through knowledge and through the knowledge that the power that knowledge brings. And so the purpose of these calls on Wednesdays is to bring you knowledge, and it's up to you as an intelligent, discerning individual to take that knowledge and to verify the parts that you're uncertain of and to build the trust for Amy and I that when we bring you a product, when we bring you this knowledge, that we've filtered the knowledge, that we have pre-investigated the knowledge, that we have done our diligence to make sure that what you get has gone through the gatekeepers, that it doesn't pass easily into this kingdom. And so Rafi was the result of a long search for the world's highest quality minerals, and I saw them all. I saw the minerals that came from Utah and the salt lakes up there, and I saw the minerals that came from different parts of the country, and I was unsatisfied with the end product. And until I met Rafi, I had not found a mineral product that I would put our name on, and now we have, and I'm very proud of it, and I know Amy would agree with that. So I just want to again say thank you to everybody on the call, everybody who will listen on the replay line, and everybody who is out there as a member of Platinum Health Products, consuming our products and helping us to literally spread the word and tell their friends about these products, because that's what we're encouraging you to do. If these products work for you, all we ask is that you go and tell some people what it is that worked for you. And I've already heard the testimonials. I know the results coming back. The lines are ringing with people telling us that they're extremely satisfied with these minerals. So, Rafi, and last thing I want to do is thank you, because you have provided us with this quality product. And now I'm just going to sit back, turn the phone over to Amy, who's quite capable of taking us through the remainder of this call. And if I have a comment on occasion, I'll definitely throw it in. But, Rafi, You are the star tonight. I want to thank you for being here. And Amy, of course, you're always a star, so just take it away.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Well, welcome, Rafi. Thanks again for being on the line with us tonight. And we launched the product, I believe, in March, and with just really phenomenal success and just wonderful stories. But we've had a lot of questions come in, and so we thought it would be great to have you back on the line to try to answer some of those questions. So if you don't mind, we'll just kind of start in with the list of questions I've prepared.
I'm ready.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. So why don't we just start with the very basics? Why don't we tell all of our listeners what exactly is our Platinum Health product is called Ionic Elements. You formulated it for us. What is Ionic Elements? What are we getting when we take Ionic Elements?
Well, what's on the label, as it indicates, first of all, is the high content of magnesium. And this is magnesium chloride from ocean, ancient ocean water.
Uh-huh.
And what's also on the label, as you notice, is fulvic acid. And we can touch bases on what's unique about fulvic acid. But what's really going on in this particular combination, Ionic Elements, and this is something that's never been done before, we've actually taken the best source of magnesium, that's magnesium chloride, and the best source of magnesium chloride in its natural condition is magnesium chloride from ocean minerals with all the 70 trace minerals still intact, and take that combination and then incubate it with fulvic acids. And that's what's special about Ionic Elements, because we've taken the best of the fulvic acids and ionic trace minerals, and we've married them together to where now we have a completely new liquid, which is more potent than the base itself, which would be the liquid minerals or the fulvic acids.
Well, we've heard, I know our listeners and myself, being in the nutrition industry, you know, over the years have heard a lot about that our bodies are very deficient in trace minerals, and just because the foods that we eat are grown in mineral deficient soil. But give us a little bit more background why our bodies need these trace elements, these trace minerals.
Well, I've heard David speak in the past, and I've listened to some of his lectures. He speaks very highly of magnesium, and I'm sure your listeners and your members are aware of the benefits of magnesium and trace minerals. Of course, we all understand the fact that since we do not live on farms and we do not eat organic food and we don't drink water from spring water, our bodies are normally dehydrated and deficient in minerals. And that's a given fact. A lot of the data is out there. The question is, what do you do about it? And what can we do about it? Hello?
Exactly.
Are you still there? Yeah. Once one makes the leap of faith now to what minerals do I take, and when you go on the internet or the marketplace, it's a real jungle out there. How do you decide what minerals to take and not take? And minerals, unlike vitamins, as anything, when you do consume, it will have an effect on you. It's not just a neutral element, like even vitamin C when you take, it has an effect. When one consumes a mineral that is not the mineral that they need, it can cause side effects. And the beauty of the Ionic Elements is we have created a minimal supplement where anyone could take without any side effects. Whereas normally elemental minerals, when taken, they will cause disruptions and problems. Because it is in the condition it is, in the shape it's in, and the minerals that we have in here, they should have no side effects. And all the benefits that combine with fulvic acids and magnesium with all the 70-plus trace minerals.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little little bit more about fulvic acid, because I think most of us, we know the benefits of magnesium. We know that magnesium is awesome. We need it, you know, for relaxation. We need it. There's so many critical, like, body, you know, chemistry processes that are crucial that have magnesium. But I'm not really that familiar with fulvic acid. So tell us a little bit more about fulvic acid and what fulvic acid does in our body.
Well, I can first begin by saying what fulvic acid, the confusion around fulvic acid in the industry. Very often it is marketed as organic minerals or a supplement, a source of supplement for organic minerals, and it's really very misleading. In a fulvic acid liquid concentrate, the mineral content is minuscule, around 2 to 3%. What its real value is the carbons and the soil organisms that are in the fulvic acids. There have been a number of direct marketing companies in the past that sell just fulvic acid by itself and expect people to get great results just drinking fulvic acid. And again, it is beneficial, but it can be misleading, because by itself it is not a mineral supplement. Anything that's 3% mineral is not serious.
Exactly.
What it really does is, its real benefit is a chelator of heavy metals, toxins, and even viral problems. The main research that we have on fulvic acid in the past has been from Russia and Chinese farmers, where fulvic acid was used extensively in basically early stages of organic farming, where it's sprayed on farms that are depleted with minerals or farms that have access heavy metals. And it basically bonds with the heavy metals and converts them to organic. Basically, when you have a compost, in a compost, the organic elements are converting the elemental minerals to organic. And that is the basis of life. When a leaf falls from a tree and it turns brown, the brown pigments are basically known as fulvic acids.
Oh,
and without that brown pigment, the life cycle would not continue in the soil system.
Because it contributes to the breaking down, so the earth can utilize that nutrient again, basically? Is
correct.
That, okay.
That's basically what it can do, yes.
And so that's also pretty much what it's doing in our body. It's converting things that our body normally wouldn't be able to use into things that they can utilize?
Well, it actually is it's eliminating them. It helps the body eliminate heavy metals and toxins where it can't by itself.
Awesome.
That is its real role. And I like to use a compost pile as a good example to what we're doing in the a good example of what happens to ionic elements in the laboratory when we're producing it. When we activate the ionic base minerals, which is about 50% minerals, with the fulvic acids, which is less than 3%, these two combine with each other and bond with each other. And now we have a carbon-based mineral that is not 50% anymore. It's more like 36%, but is more potent than when it used to be 50%. So what we're doing is we're mimicking what nature creates in its own evolution. As an example, in a compost pile, where the organic elements bond with the elemental minerals. So we're recreating that in the laboratory in the production of ionic elements. Never been done before.
Awesome. Well, that is just phenomenal. So tell us a little bit more about, you mentioned that the magnesium chloride comes from ancient ocean water, but expand upon that a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about where ionic elements come from, how is it derived, and how is it processed?
Well, one can get magnesium chloride laboratory. It can be purchased as an elemental mineral created in a laboratory as a single mineral, magnesium chloride, or or we can get the natural source, which is from Ocean Minerals, but it has all the 70-plus trace minerals still bonded together. So in a natural source, the ionic trace minerals in magnesium chloride are going to be much easier on the kidney than a magnesium chloride that's laboratory created. The same as saying salt is actually very good for you, but when salt is processed and you have high sodium without the trace minerals, it creates havoc on the kidney and the liver. But natural raw salt is actually very good for you. So we're basically taking the best minerals in salt, and the beauty of it is the nature makes this mineral for us. These are ancient mineral beds that percolate from the ground, and as they do, the sodium is filtered out naturally. So the base liquid mineral is about 0.3% magnesium, 0.3% sodium, and 8.9% magnesium chloride, with again 49% is trace minerals. So the rest of the 70 minerals make up the rest of the percentage. So it is the best source of magnesium chloride. The minerals are derived in the U.S. It basically percolates from the ground. They go right into our tanks, and from there we incubate it with the fulvic acids. Now the fulvic acids are derived from humic ore. Humic ore is a mined product, and then when we extract it, what is extracted from the humic ore is then considered fulvic acid. The beauty of the fulvic acid that we are preparing for you, we do not use any acids in the production. Normally, a fulvic acid, if you taste, it will have an acid taste, and the acidity is coming from the sulfuric acids used in the extraction process. So what you're getting in your combination is fulvic acid that's extracted with cold water, which is the most natural way to extract fulvic acid.
That's one thing that we thought was absolutely so important. Everything we do at Platinum Health Products, and Dave can certainly jump in and attest to this as well, is we try to bring you the highest potency, but the least process. And so like Rafi was saying, he uses cold water versus some type of acid extraction process, so there's no acid residue left for your body to deal with as well. On that, and so that's something that we found extremely important. And again, we researched, and we found someone that, you know, that our product is going to use a natural derived sodium chloride from ancient ocean water, not from a chemically synthesized mineral compound in a laboratory somewhere. That's not what Platinum Health Products is all about. We're all about the most natural and the most potent, which is obviously going to be the most beneficial for your body.
What's also very important, Amy, for your members to understand and to be able to relate to others, is that Active Ionic has no preservatives added to it. If you look at any label that in a liquid supplement, you will notice in nice little letters benzoic acid and citric acid. Those are things you don't want to put in your liquid, in your body, especially when you're taking them as a supplement. And every supplement out there that's liquid has preservatives. And if you read the labels, and I suggest everyone to start reading labels, you will see flavoring, coloring, and sugars.
Absolutely.
And those are all big no-nos when you're taking a supplement.
A supplement that's supposed to be cleansing, detoxifying, alkalizing, and then you're adding preservatives and coloring additives and things like that, that is unacceptable at Platinum Health Products. And so we definitely looked for and sought out and found a product that did not have that. And we didn't add a mineral product to our line until we were sure that we were bringing the best of the best into our line. And we definitely found it. So why don't we talk a little bit about what some of the what some of the potential benefits of taking the ionic elements are. And I know I can definitely share my personal testimonial that everybody knows, or if you listen to the calls, that I was a coffee or a caffeine addict. And but there was just some times that I usually would go buy my coffee. I didn't necessarily keep it around, or I would buy the canned espresso shots. And but sometimes I'd run out and I'd be sitting in front of my computer and I'd have lots more work to do and I'd just be absolutely exhausted. And so I started adding the ionic elements to my water. And as I would sit here, and I was shocked at the amount of energy that I had. It was like I had just had a couple or three shots of espresso without the nervousness. So it's a very calm energy, and the mental focus is unbelievable. And our colleague in Europe, our leader in Europe, Martina, had reported that to me, that she works long hours at the computer, and when her mind would start to drift or her mind would start to wander, she would take some of the ionic elements and it would just be boom, clarity and mental focus. And I have to say the exact same thing happened with me. So I love it. I use the active ionic, the ionic elements in my water as I sit and I drink it, you know, every day at work. And then I also add it into my cherry aloe drink at night before I go to bed. And one of our members gave me that trick, and she said by doing that, she got the best night of sleep that she'd had in years. And I have to say from personal experience, I slept really well taking my cherry and aloe at night, but I can honestly say that I slept better by adding the active ionic into my my cherry aloe nightcap. And I guess I'm assuming that would maybe just be the magnesium, or do you have any light to shed on why it could help us get such a great night's sleep?
Well, it is the magnesium, but it's magnesium with the trace minerals that have been bonded with the carbons that makes them so bioavailable. So it is not just the magnesium by itself. Of course, magnesium is such an incredible mineral, and when you have all the trace minerals, it's almost like snake oil. It's hard to claim all the benefits that this product really has, but it really does. Because and what's nice about it, we can always defend the ionic elements by saying, well, if you look at the research on magnesium alone, there's over 200 years of research, and it activates over 300 different functions in the body. So it's an activator. So in that sense, we can say all the benefits it has, and there's proven records of just magnesium by itself having these benefits, let alone a magnesium in this condition.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know what? One, like, super important question that I forgot to ask you before we get into the benefits is, tell us about what ionic means, because that is a huge thing that, and I apologize, I forgot to bring that up earlier in the call. What is, like, the particle size, and how does that all wrap into this product being so special?
Well, I mean, you could look up in any books what the elemental description of ionic means, where you have both the positive and the negative. But when it comes to particle size, you'll find a lot of companies out there, they talk about angstrom size, and even now even smaller than angstrom size. And it all comes down to basically just marketing, marketing, and marketing. What's crucial about this mineral, first of all, the ionic base mineral is clear. The minerals are in complete solution. It couldn't be any smaller than they are. You could call it whatever names you want to call it.
Right.
and in the industry, we've seen the last 15 years a lot of interesting sizes, and I didn't even know those sizes existed.
Existed, almost like you said, made-up marketing terminology.
Correct. And when you get into that, it gets a little funny, and people just kind of walk away. I think what's really important for your members to stress is this is a liquid mineral in its smallest size, but it's bonded with carbons. That's what makes it very unique. It's bonded with fulvic acids, and no one else out there has anything like it. So that would be a better message to get out than trying to prove that your mineral is smaller size than anyone else's.
Exactly. Well, Dave, I know you have some commentary or you know, some feedback about the you know, the particle size. Would you like to share anything on that?
Hello, David.
Dave.
Well, let me continue then. What I'd like to share, Amy, is that when the minerals are taken, and this is a known fact, minerals are absorbed in the brain, not in the stomach. So that's why we suggest to keep the liquid minerals in your mouth if you put it in your juice, or take it straight and squish it around your mouth before swallowing. You will literally get about 4 to 5 times better yield just by not swallowing whatever liquid you added the minerals in and keeping them in your mouth for as long as you can, because minerals are absorbed in the brain. That is a fact of science, not in the stomach. So when you swallow, it has to actually make its journey back to the brain. So we can't stress that enough, to actually keep it in your mouth as long as you can.
Oh, wow. Well, I know Dave always, you know, from very early on, we're always telling people with their green juices to swish it around in the mouth, that the digestive process all begins, like, in the mucosa of the mouth. So it sounds like something, you know, definitely similar with this. So you're saying even if you mix it with water or you mix it with juice, to go ahead and swish it in the mouth, and that makes
the mucobucosa, which is on the lining and the cheeks of the mouth, the tissue is a very, very thin. That is where the minerals have the best chance to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. When one does that, you will also feel the effect within literally a minute. You will feel the difference in energy. So it's not like a product where you have to take for a month before you see results. Some of the effects one will notice, especially if anyone has hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia with sugar imbalances, where they are prone to depression. We've taken many, many people off of Prozac. I almost said women, but people. And they're still off of it by just adding these minerals to their water, to their juices, and of course taking it straight also. Most people will not have a hard time taking it straight because it is so strong. If you can take just even a few drops a day straight, is nice. I always suggest that you can use the active, the ionic element as a mouthwash, which is a great way of getting some minerals in your system, and at the same time, at the end, instead of spitting it out, you can swallow it. What will happen is nothing will survive in your mouth the entire night.
Oh, wow.
And it's very, very good for the health of your gums and your teeth. You basically can massage your gums with it, and use your toothbrush, and use the ionic minerals.
Awesome. Well, that sounds really awesome. Dave, I know you've had several you know, testimonials coming in. I know you've worked with a lot of people and put them on the ionic elements. Is there any particular story or stories that you'd like to share with us tonight?
I think that you have a lot of the testimonials there that we gathered from our members. There's some very impressive testimonials, and there's no doubt we should probably save those maybe for the end, when we could, and then we could share some of those with people. So I think that you're welcome to do that.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the, you know, I guess the benefits, or some of the potential, you know, benefits that, you know, we've had reported with the ionic elements, like help boost energy level, notice reduction in the effects of aging, increase circulation. I had mentioned restful sleep, growth of hair, nails, skin, a positive mental attitude. That's something that we're all we're all looking to get a little attitude adjustment sometimes. More nutrients through the bloodstream, and aid in transportation and absorption. May help digestion, assimilation, elimination. As Rafi mentioned earlier, help in the rehydration of fluids and cells. boosting the immune system, and Rafi also mentioned stabilizing blood sugar for both hypoglycemics and diabetics, as well as can regulate.
You want to be careful not to use the word diabetics, Amy. That's, sugar imbalance is a good one.
Sugar imbalance.
We always
okay.
have to be careful not to use certain words, and that's one of the words that raises flags. So
okay, well,
you
sugar.
Stay away from that word.
Okay, we'll stay away from that word. So helps some with sugar imbalances. So it's just an all-around really amazing product, and like Rafi said, some of the things are almost they're difficult to explain. They're difficult to pinpoint exactly why it's causing this positive effect in the body, and so many things can be attributed to magnesium. And again, that's one of the reasons that, you know, we're always pounding in, take your green food, take your green food, take your green food. So Dave, do you want to share a little bit about magnesium and how, you know, that it, you know, it plays such a role in the health of our body and how it can contribute to some of the benefits that I just described?
Well, I guess I could do that if that's what you'd like me to do. Magnesium, like Rafi said, we've elaborated on that a number of times in the book, The Green Food Bible, and on the tape, The Healing Miracle of Green Food. Probably the most important thing about magnesium is it plays a role in what are called biological transmutations. One example of that is the work done by Kerr Vaughan, who actually wrote a book circa 1962 called Biological Transmutations, and his name is spelled for the curious K-E-R-V-R-A-N. And Kerr Vaughan was a biophysicist, and he wanted to find out how much calcium a chicken needs in order to create eggs, so he denied the chickens all calcium. And after months and months of this, the chickens continued to lay eggs, and he assumed that there's no way that the total mass of calcium in the eggshells could have been in the chickens. So he determined that somehow the chickens must be manufacturing the calcium themselves. So when he denied magnesium from the chickens' diet, they no longer could lay eggs. Within 48 hours, they could not lay eggs. And so he determined that magnesium and silica and potassium played key roles in the transmutation of elements within a living being, whether it be a plant, a chicken, or a human being. And because these minerals that are provided, these ionic elements, are in a way digested through the fulvic acid, they are pre-digested and prepared for uptake by a biological being like us, or by organisms in the soil, because that's their purpose, is to prepare something to be consumed by another living thing. That's what fulvic acid does. So because of that, the bioavailable nature of the silica and the magnesium and the potassium in this product, along with the other minerals, set the stage for your body to create, manufacture, and experience zero mineral deficiencies. And that's what I think is the strength of this product. And Rafi, I'd like you to comment on that, but that's really the only comment I could make relating to, you know, specifically to magnesium.
Awesome.
Correct. Well, some of the areas, Amy, that we've been testing this combination is sports medicine. And we've had very, very good results in administering the minerals to athletes right before their exercise and during the exercise and after exercise to eliminate lactic acid buildup in the body. So that's a very, very interesting market, and it's a very interesting group that has resorted to a lot of illegal drugs in the past. I'd be very interested to see what effects this would have in a controlled study group, because that's a group that's really stressing their bodies.
Absolutely.
So you'll see the best results in the very acutely ill patients or people who have, as I mentioned, sugar imbalance or people that really exert themselves as a athlete would. And again, it helps them last longer in the exercise, perform better, and recover faster. So we've seen a number of athletes' performance move up dramatically within days of taking the minerals. And again, recovery is very, very important. Many people are great athletes. They just can't recover from the exercise. So this will also help recover because it helps the liver get rid of the lactic acid buildup as fast as they would normally have to. So that's a very, very important group there. We've also seen very good results with autistic children.
Oh, awesome. Tell us a little bit more about that and how we would, dose the ionic elements.
Well, we've had a few cases that we've been studying where we've been administering them the minerals, and we have a child right now that's actually back in, that will start a regular school from special school.
Wow.
Their concentration is better, their attitude has changed. And we can only guess some of the benefits that it's having in their system. And, of course, there's many different types of autistic children, and no studies have been done on these, but we have a number of autistic children that have seen dramatic results. Now, the minerals, again, are usually diluted in their juices. Very often, they're not even told that they're taking the minerals because autistic children are very, very picky. But we've had very good results in autistic children and in adult autistic patients also.
Awesome.
Well, the one thing that is really common in autistic children is that they're not aware of their lower extremities. They literally aren't aware that they have a body when they're younger, before they've, you know, gone through training. They're unaware that that is actually part of them. And because magnesium is responsible for every involuntary muscle action within the body, it can mean an increase in muscle sensitivity, nerve, perhaps stimulation, and this could, this potentially could have tremendous benefits to the autistic child. Not to mention just the overall impact on neurotransmission and neuroreception. So I could see where it could play an integral role in a program, and I want to remind people that to truly help the autistic child, it requires 6 to 8 hours of personal one-on-one training in addition to significant dietary modifications, which are difficult, as Rafi stated, because most autistic children are picky to the point of violence and about the food that they eat. So it's really important that there be some foods, like he said, that could be masked or hidden inside of foods that they already accept and that they already enjoy.
Yeah. And another key factor here, Amy, is the fact that it's oxygenating their brain, because very often that is a big problem. They are dehydrated, and the minerals will penetrate the blood-brain barrier, as we mentioned, and it will help oxygenate the brain. Now, what's also important here to understand, here's a situation where it's actually giving them energy and concentration, and you mentioned that it's helping you sleep. And that may seem confusing to some people, but it's really not. So when you're taking it at night, it is really, what it's doing is balancing all your electricity in your body. Whereas in the daytime, let's say if you are an athlete and you're right about to start, you take the minerals, and now you're boosting your energy. Well, you could say, well, how could it do both? Well, it does. It actually, it's not making you hyper. That's the point that we really want to make.
Exactly.
So you can take it at night and go to sleep. It will not make you hyper.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a very calm, I mean, I can personally attest to this. It's a very calm, non-jittery, non-hyper energy. It's really awesome.
Of course, I also mentioned to you that, and we've been working on this, we are going to be introducing pH strips to your members. And the pH strips will be able to show how effective the ionic elements are in helping to raise pH levels in the body immediately after taking. Within 10 to 15 minutes, the pH strips can be tested with saliva or urine testing, and the color charts will be on each pouch. And these should be available within the next few weeks, which will really help in the promotion of the product, because people will see results immediately.
Exactly, exactly. I know Dave could go on, we could do a whole lecture series about the benefits of pH, but do you want to maybe take a couple moments and just hit some of the highlights of alkalizing the body, Dave?
Yeah, I wasn't aware that we were offering pH strips to our clients. That hadn't been discussed with me, so I don't think we should make any announcements based upon that, since it hasn't been made an item within this company. So I apologize, Rafi, but that announcement is absolutely premature.
Dave, okay, well, why don't we just talk about, we could talk
about... As it relates to pH, pH is vitally important. There are studies that show that elevated pH levels are present in bodies that are very healthy, that when there is a pH that is overly acidic, that you oftentimes find cancer within those bodies, both oral cancer and other types of cancer. I think that green foods, like the foods that we recommend, are alkalizing foods, carrot juice, and many of the foods that are whole foods, whole fruits and grains are sometimes acidic, but many fruits and green foods are alkalizing, as are the minerals. And you can see a change by using pH strips. It is a way of measuring that. And so if you do have access to pH strips, those can be a useful tool in helping you to demonstrate the value of alkalizing foods.
Yeah, absolutely. And the green foods are also, you know, very alkalizing. We talk about that all the time. You know, you can read also about alkalizing the body in the book, the Green Foods Bible. And again, the bionic elements are an amazing way to help bring your body into that more alkaline alkaline realm. So
another area, Amy, that the minerals can be used, and this is not something we've discussed in the literature, that the minerals can be applied topically on insect bites sometimes, or itchy skin that's been irritated. One of the things we suggest that you dilute it with water, depending on the sensitivity of the skin area, and you can apply it right on the area, and it will help because it's antimicrobial, antibacterial. It will help pain. It will help the inflammation from spreading. So there are different ways that the ionic elements can be used, and the more ways they can be used, the more effective they are and better usage. And what I really respect about what you've done here, we have a 4-ounce bottle of these products. Normally in direct marketing, you'll see these half ounce and 1 ounce, and it's really a marketing shame when companies do that. Here you're offering your members 4 ounces of the product, which is quite a bit, and what we have to educate the members to all the different ways the minerals can be used. And when one understands all the different uses, the 4 ounces could be utilized in 1 month.
So let's talk about, like, for a healthy adult, how many drops of the minerals should, like, say, I be taking? Or, you know, I feel like I eat a pretty clean diet. I eat a lot of organic fruits and vegetables. But, again, I know I'm deficient. So for a healthy adult, how many drops a day would you suggest?
Well, our suggestion on the bottles have been 70 to 80 drops a day. And one could be anywhere between, I guess, 50 to 80 drops, which would be a good level for as a preventive dosage. But if you have members who have specific conditions, they may want to do more, higher dosage.
Okay.
We have tested with a number of doctors where they actually have been administering more than 200 drops a day, and even higher doses, and they've had very good results. So for preventive, 70, 80 is a good number, but one can take more than that, and there's really no side effects. The only side effect magnesium could have at very, very high doses, and it would take quite a bit. It could cause diarrhea, but that's a very, very high doses.
So, like, what I do is I usually drink one of those 1.5-liter bottles of water. I have those at my desk at work, and we say, like, take one drop per ounce of water. There's about 50 ounces of water in that 1.5-liter. So I try to put maybe 40, 50 drops in that bottle of water that I drink throughout the day, and then I have another dropper fill with my cherry aloe before I go to bed at night. So is that, like, a good way to do it? Is there a better way that I should be doing it?
Well, I think that's perfect. That's exactly what we suggest, is when you're drinking, for your for the water that you're drinking, where it's supposed to quench your thirst, we suggest a drop to 2 drops in an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So in a gallon, it would mean around 240 drops of ionic minerals. So again, you could go anywhere from 128 drops to 250 drops. Any more than that, you will taste the minerals. At about a drop or two an ounce, it will actually make your water taste better,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're drinking reverse osmosis or distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
Many companies in the industry will use a drop of these types of minerals, and they will charge exorbitant amounts for their water. And basically, all they're doing is adding a drop of magnesium to their water. So now you have the ability to make your own super water in your own house. And what we suggest is actually when you do add the minerals to water, refrigerate your water. Because water likes to be cold at the 39.2 temperature, and minerals especially will taste better, mineralized water, when they are chilled. You will not taste the minerals, and it will give the water a fresh taste and more hydrating taste.
Exactly. I love it. Yeah. The minerals straight are a little rough to deal with. But
no,
in the water or in the cherry juice, it's awesome. Don't even know that they're there.
I'm sorry, Amy, but I just want to say, besides taking 1 or 2 drops a day, when you want to take a larger dose, then you could put 20, 30 drops in a small cup of water or juice and then drink a big portion of the minerals. And that's the best way to take the minerals besides adding 1 drop to your daily intake of water.
Okay.
So there's three ways basically. One is taking straight in your mouth. The second is to put high dosage in a small amount of juice or water. And the third is to put 1 or 2 drops in an ounce of water to improve the taste of your water and at the same time to improve the effectiveness of your water.
Exactly. That's awesome. Yeah, and so is it safe? Are the minerals safe for children? I know you mentioned, obviously, that you've worked with autistic children. You also mentioned that worked with elderly patients. So are the minerals safe for everyone, basically?
There are no side effects with these minerals. Number of studies out there, just the magnesium alone, in animals that were dehydrated, animals that were born with problems, and animals that were not developing bone structure, by just introducing magnesium, they were able to see tremendous results. So magnesium is, especially in this form, could be very effective for children and also mothers in recovering their mineral loss.
Dave and I have a funny story. We have Maggie as our dog, and do you want to tell them about Maggie when she drinks the mineral water?
Oh, she becomes like a puppy. It's amazing. She acts puppy-like. She rolls over. She like coy. She's very coy. It really is like she's like 10 years younger. You just have to see it to believe it. It's not lasting. It's not ongoing. It's almost like she's been given some little shot of youth, and it's really, really amazing.
So that is okay. Like what I do is I just pour some of my water out of my water bottle and put it in her dish, and we started to notice, why is Maggie being so cute, you know, and acting so cute and cuddly? And then I'm like, the only thing different is the mineral water, and it's really great. So now I give it to her all the time.
And there's 100 guys out there saying, I think I'm going to give it to my wife.
One of the areas also, now that you mentioned animals, with dogs especially, they tend to have problems with warts, and they have to be taken in and be frozen, have the warts frozen and burned out. And it's a very painful experience, and it just comes back. We've had many, many pediatricians where they would administer the ionic minerals right on the wart itself, and within days they see mass reduction in the size of the wart. So it eliminates the painful procedures and the expense that pet owners would have to go through.
Wow.
Another natural way to do that is just to take a banana peel and cut a square about twice as big as the wart, take some tape, duct tape, and put the banana peel with some minerals on it right over the wart. Wait 3 days, and when you peel off that tape, you're going to peel off the wart as well. So it come right off, it won't come back.
There you go. Yep.
Wow. Awesome.
You're going to have to shave the hair around the wart, of course. You're going to have a very painful removal of the tape.
Yes. That's funny. yeah. So basically, I've kind of come to the end of my questions. Was there anything that I forgot or that you would like to add, Dave, to ask of Rafi tonight?
Well, I think the question I get most often, and thank you, Amy, that was really awesome interview, and I know that everybody learned so much from that. What I wanted to ask was, and everybody asked, geographically, where are these minerals mined, and describe the mine to us.
Well, the fulvic acids are derived from New Mexico mines, which is the richest area of fulvic humic ores in the world. What's unique about humic ore mines, they usually stretch quite wide areas. And unfortunately, most of the mines are usually contaminated with silica, sand, and other elements. So they're usually used only for farming, or the minerals can be used for animal husbandry. To find a vein that is pure and high grade, it takes special expertise. You could have acres of mine and may or may not have a vein that's good enough quality to be used for human grade. So to be able to find a good fulvic acid vein is very, very important. Otherwise, you will have a humic ore that is difficult to extract and high in minerals that you don't want, and also contaminated with sand. So as I mentioned before, the minerals are derived in the U.S. Now, the liquid ionic base, we don't disclose the location. We just say it is from the U.S. because we don't want people buying land around us. But it does percolate from the ground, and it is ancient ocean bed that we harvest the minerals from. And the beauty of it is we don't really do anything to it except harvest it. Now, again, what's very important for people to understand the value of salt. In the U.S., there's a big misinformation about how salt is bad for us. And throughout history, salt is proven to be crucial in every society that has progressed. Every military campaign depends on salt intake. And what they're really trying to get in their body is the trace minerals. The sodium levels we do not need as high as salt is, but it would suffice if when they didn't have access to this kind of minerals. So and if you study history, military campaigns were defeated because the army did not have access to salt mines. So salt and trace minerals are not a luxury. They are a necessity. They're crucial in summer heat, and they're crucial in the winter cold. And there's no human or animal or army that would survive that without having a small amount of trace minerals. And I always wondered how our soldiers would do if they had a little bit of minerals with them when they're in the middle of the desert. By just administering a little bit to every soldier, they would be able to survive better the summer heats that they're having to go through in the desert.
Now, it's important to note that this is not an endorsement of consuming salt as mineral. To the contrary, as a matter of physiology, black with African descent have very low ability to process salt through their kidneys, and thus they have to seek other higher qualities of minerals, and they must reduce salt dramatically in their diet. When they do so, if they do so, as I instruct them to, it is important that they have an alternative low-sodium source of these same essential minerals, and this is why ionic elements might be of particular interest to that consumer group because of that, lack of, and it should be, rightfully, a significant reduction in the amount of salt compared to other ethnic groups.
Good point, David.
Exactly. So you were talking about, people being out in the heat. So I would imagine that construction workers or, you know, people that have to work outside in the hot summer months could, you know, extra benefit from adding the ionic elements into their diet.
Correct. Construction workers will have a secondary benefit also because they are usually contaminated with heavy metals and toxicity that they're breathing in at all times. So these minerals, besides, as we mentioned, besides being a great electrolyte, because they are high in carbons, they will actually help chelate heavy metals and toxins out of the body. So again, they're not just a great base of electrolytes, they are a great source of chelators to detox our body from heavy metals and toxins that we're constantly bombarded with.
Exactly.
Which would mean it would be tremendous for someone who might be suffering from something like lupus.
Correct. And, of course, most of the major illnesses, and I don't want to name them, are not the cause of the death. It is the toxins that they create in our body that actually eventually cause our demise. And so these minerals will help the body get rid of these toxins that the body is constantly creating. So very often our body itself will create these toxins and eventually it can't get rid of them. So these minerals are used by a number of practitioners in the U.S. to help the pain and suffering of many of these patients.
Exactly. Did you have any other questions, Dave, that you'd like to ask?
Well, Rafi, I just basically want to ask you what you think as far as, you know, what are the best things to combine the minerals with? Let's say people want to make a smoothie. Is that okay? Is it best just to put it in water or juice? Is there a ideal way? Because we have a lot of people who are sort of purists. They know that there's a lot of ways, but they want to know the best way.
Well, the idea is to get as much of it in your system as possible. I think that would be the point I would stress more than anything else. You're going to find people not taking them because we're programmed to consume foods that taste good. So any way you can administer the minerals, it's a good thing. The only area that I would that I really feel strong about is you can actually use the ionic elements in bringing water back to life. Now that's a very, very unique thing, and to do that, you need to have at least about a gallon of water to gallon and a half, and you add about a drop or two in each ounce, and then you put the water in your refrigerator for a good 6 to 8 hours, so overnight.
Uh-huh.
When you drink this water the next day, you're not just getting the benefits of the minerals and the carbons. It actually, just like yogurt, it will change the structure of your water.
And different waters are going to react differently with the minerals?
They will. Of course, you will see the... as long as you don't have contaminants in your water, so we want water that is filtered, you can actually use reverse osmosis water, which I normally do not suggest people consume because it's void of minerals, but that would be a good base of water or distilled water or even spring water. Anyway, if you're using spring water, you would use less of the minerals because it's already rich in minerals. But if you're using a reverse osmosis water or distilled water,
you can really saturate it.
Then you really need to add minerals to it. And so basically the ionic elements would work as a starter for your water. And for water to incubate, it needs to be dark and cold. So the refrigerator is the perfect medium, and it needs a certain volume, and a gallon and a half is the minimum volume that we suggest.
And how many drops did you say in that gallon and a half of water?
We suggest one to two drops. I would say about one drop is a good medium. So 128 ounces, you're going to be using about 128 drops.
Okay.
Give or take a few drops, it won't matter.
And
now, I just want to say one last thing. This is something that we don't discuss very much. The ionic elements, besides them being very high in electrolytes and carbons, they also have a special charge that have been put in there. And we don't try to make too much out of it because the benefits are so great just from their elemental value. But there is a special charge that has been put into these minerals that really give them an added boost that regular minerals would not. So what's nice about electrolyte minerals such as these, you can put a charge, a vibration in there, and they will hold the charge really well because they are so high in electrolytes. So you're not just consuming 5.4% magnesium, you're not just consuming trace minerals and folic acid. There's actually a lot more going on here, and sometime in the future we can go into that even more.
So I have a quick question. So many people are out there spending tons of money on Gatorade and these Powerades and all these athletic recovery drinks. Would you say a really awesome, I know you talked about this for athletes, but in place of their Gatorade, Powerade, whatever aid they're doing on the soccer field or after their workout at the gym,
right,
could they just substitute it with ionic elements?
I would highly suggest that, because Gatorade is a good example. Start reading the labels. When you see the preservatives, the coloring, and the sugars that are added in there, the only reason people get a boost of energy is really the sugars and the elemental electrolytes that they add to it, but they will hit a wall. Instead of that energy continuing, when one drinks Gatorade, they will get the rush of energy, and then soon after, they will feel a drop in energy, which is actually the worst thing you could do to your system, because you're now you're fatiguing your system instead of hydrating and energizing.
Awesome. Sorry.
So you could save yourself money also, because this is not going to cost you very much, and you're going to be able to be creative and make your own drinks.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, Dave, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your questions there. Did you have any other questions?
That was a really, really important question. I think that a lot of people are out there overspending on substandard recovery drinks. They're full of, you know, sugars, artificial colorings. If people could see the studies on artificial colorings and artificial sweeteners and preservatives and what they do to your brain, it wouldn't be worth, I mean, yeah, exercise so that you could take a drink that poisons your brain. That's not really that smart. So great question. I think it's a huge potential market for this product, and I'm really glad we brought it up.
Awesome.
And, of course, if you are going, even sometimes when they say sugar-free product, if you look at the label, they're using fruit concentrates. And very often, most fruit concentrates are very high in sugars.
Fruit concentrate means clarified white grape juice, which is just this side of pure sugar.
Correct. So you have to be an expert sometimes just to read these labels, and even then, you don't really know what they're saying. When they say natural flavors, anything goes. So the average consumer really has no chance of knowing exactly what they're getting. So the safest is to make your own drink.
Exactly. Imagine.
So we can have parties where you can make drinks and use the ionic elements.
Well, make your own Gatorade with like a cherry and ionic elements. What could be better than that?
Hey, there you go. And pomegranate or whatever is the juice of the season.
Exactly.
Basically, what I would suggest, or even a vegetable.
Yeah, mix it with your green drink. I mean, that's another question I've had a lot. I've answered a lot. Is it okay to mix the ionic elements right in their organic kamut blend or their barley grass juice?
Of course. Why not? Why not? It would only make it more bioavailable. Why not?
Awesome.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
I have one other almost silly question, and I could do this myself and experiment, but you may know off the top of your head. I've had someone say, how many drops are in a dropper full? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Yes, and this size dropper full, there's usually about 17 to 18 drops, depending how big your drops are.
Okay, I guess 20, but I was close.
Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Correct. I mean, of course, one can get technical. The weight to water is, of course, it's going to be a little heavier because we have minerals in these.
Right.
So they're going to be heavier than your average water.
Exactly.
Great. Well, I sincerely appreciate you staying on the line, if you don't mind, while we open up the phone lines. Before
sure.
we do that, I'd like Amy to make a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll have time for probably 3, 4, maybe 5 questions on the outside. And I appreciate everybody sticking with us. I just checked, and We've lost less than 5% of our listeners from the time the call started. That means that we are capturing people's attention and capturing their imagination. So thank you, Rafi. Fantastic job.
Awesome. Yes, thank you, Rafi. And I just want to remind everybody, if you'd like to re-access this information, if you'd like to pass it along to a friend or family member, you can do that by dialing the replay line starting tomorrow. And that number is 212-461-8911. Also, tomorrow afternoon, the call will be posted on the website, also the back office. And if we have your email address on file, we will shoot you out an email with a link to the conference call, so you can click on that link and play it right on your media player on your computer, or you can forward it along to a friend or family member who might benefit from this information. So why don't we go ahead and open up the phone line, Dave, if you'd like to do that. Okay.
Now, if we could ask everybody to please hit *6 so that we could have the background muted out.
What is the name of your company, and do you have a phone number?
Platinum Health Products, and our phone number is 888-747-6733. That's our customer service telephone number. Again, it's 888-747-6733.
And the name of the company again?
Platinum Health Products. You can also check us out online.
We don't have that. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. But
I have a question, Amy.
Sure, go ahead, please.
Oh, my name is Joseph. I'm very happy about this conference today with Ralphie. He's a mountain of information, which is fantastic.
Oh, awesome.
I'm very thankful. And the other thing that I'm very thankful of is that with the ionic elements, we'll be able to actually not have mouthwash, which I do spend quite a bit in mouthwash, very, very good mouthwash, and I'll be able to do without it practically.
Yeah, definitely.
And the question,
the damage that mouthwash is having on you, because there's usually a lot of toxic elements that are used in mouthwash.
Yes. I do use a very good one, but I'll be able to save that money as well, which is something very fantastic. Now, Ralphie, the question is, I happen to also be a long-distance runner, and I do marathons. Can you tell me or, you know, if you have any insights of how much more of the ionic element should I use at time of running, which is usually... I do a lot of half marathons and marathons, so I appreciate that information very much.
Well, we don't have any studies, but we have a number of basketball players and soccer players that have been using the minerals, and as I mentioned, for them, mental stamina is very important also. We've seen people take over 100 drops during one workout. Because you're going to be burning so much minerals in a marathon, I'm not sure exactly what would be the right amount and the peak amount. Maybe you could be experimenting with it yourself. But I know athletes that have taken over 80 drops just in a few hours period and have done very, very well.
Thank you very much, Ralph.
In a marathon, I would assume you would need to take even more because that's the most demanding exercise at the athletic feat that anyone could even imagine.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Could you repeat
yes.
that phone number, please?
Oh,
yes,
sure.
The phone number is 88. Is it now which number? The recall replay number or how to recall?
No, the phone number for the company.
That is 888-747-6733.
Thank you very much.
And if you ever forget that, it is PHP order. So 888-PHP order.
PHP order.
Yes.
Okay.
For the mouthwash, how many drops of minerals to how much water?
Actually, what we suggested is you may not. We have some people that don't use any water at all. They just put a little bit of the minerals under their tongue, wait about 10 seconds, and the saliva will collect and just use that. So if you are going to add it to water, I would say 50-50. So you want it to be quite strong.
Thank you.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes, I have a question. Okay. Yes, first of all, I want to say that I enjoy your product very much. My name is Ross. I've been waiting for this moment for a while to speak to you. I just want to let you know that I have done some, I do a little bit of kinesiology. I know a little bit about that. And I'll tell you, there was another product that was being sold. It was a humic product. And when I bought it and tested it, I tested weak. And I was turned off by that. You know, and I tried it, and it had horrible results. But I'll tell you something about this product, which is, and I'm glad about you, the information that you're able to give us. You said that some of these products are extracted using sulfuric acid.
Correct.
And I believe that that's what that product was used. They used sulfuric acid to extract that product, and that's why I tested so negatively.
Wow.
I tested your product, I tested extremely strong, extremely strong. In fact, I stood in front of a television, and I tested it, and I tested strong again. In other words, what you were saying today about that it has a frequency makes a whole lot of sense as far as from the results that I had, in that it helps to, I guess, overcome EMFs that are around you. I don't want to say that that's a scientific thing, but it's the, you know, some of the results that I've had doing kinesiology.
Right. Well, we have a lot of friends who and doctors who are dowsers and muscle testing, and that's another way you can test the product, and you can compare it with others, and that's a very clear way to test it. Kinesiology is another one where you will be able to see the results immediately. You can hold the bottle in your hand and do a muscle testing with it. But one thing I do suggest, when you do hold the bottle in your hand, think of a few drops only, because the body thinks you're consuming the entire bottle. It's what you think will determine how you test,
right,
when testing muscle test or dowsing.
Okay.
So you have to think of taking a few drops at a time, and it will test very, very positive.
Well, I'll tell you, when you stand in front of a TV without anything and you test, you automatically test weak. That happens time and time again. Every time I've done it, that's what happens, because I guess the electromagnetic frequency. But when I used your product and I held it in my hand, I tested extremely strong. So
Wow.
Tell me about what your product does. Now, really quick, as far as you said that you can use this on your skin, as far as people whose skin is wrinkling, does that help for that?
Well, I suppose it can, but this is, it can't hurt, but we've seen results where we're talking about more specific problems with itching and infections with the skin, more so than, when one consumes it, one will see benefits with wrinkles. You can put it on the area, I don't have any reports of people using it on wrinkles directly. One of the things you might want to do is reduce it with a little bit of water when using it on the body in general, because it is so potent, and you can get more out of it by adding water to it.
Okay, very good.
Another thing you can do with the product is, if you want to use it on your skin, you can spray it. You can put it in water and spray it on the skin, and then
right,
you will get better yield and better effectiveness. You can
okay,
spray it in the air, and you will actually cleanse the air with it. So that's another area that we have we're testing this with. You can spray in your kitchen, your bathroom, after you work on a patient. It will cleanse the air. It will cleanse the energy around you. So if you're practicing, you're doing kinesiology, just spray the room before and after the patient, and you will see great results just by doing that.
That's fantastic.
And sometimes you can spray the patient right on the spray patient when they're depressed or when they're fatigued, and they will see, it will uplift them. It will have an uplifting effect.
Now, would that be straight or diluted?
No, I would dilute it because it's so potent.
Okay.
You could dilute it 50-50. You can get, that way you can get a longer life out of the bottle too.
Okay. Two more questions really quick.
I'm afraid, sir, that we have to let some other people ask questions.
But if you'd like to email your question in, we can forward that email to Scotty, or we can get the information and then answer you back. So,
or maybe someone else will ask the same question you're going to.
Okay.
We never know.
That's perfect. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Any other questions tonight?
Dave, I have a question. Last week or the week before, you spoke about detoxing and going on a fast.
Yes.
Would this product be good when you're on the fast?
Absolutely.
Correct, it will. Because one of the problems, many people cannot go on fast because they will, their electrolytes are so low. This will really help you. But, of course, we always suggest if you have any conditions that you have a doctor supervision, supervise fasting. But this will definitely help your energy, your mood, your well, you're not eating, I guess you won't have digestion, but it will definitely help. You would still be considered fasting. This is because this is not food. So you can add this to your water, and you can add this to your juice if you're juicing. Definitely, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Any other question?
Yes.
Regarding the chelating, does it actually grab hold of the toxins and take them out of the body through the urine, or how does that work?
The urine is one way. The sweating is another way. Correct. It will actually eliminate. It will actually help excrete the toxins out of the body. Correct, because what it does, it renders them organic.
Good, thank you.
What about a pain in the back of the legs continuously?
It depends if it's a sciatic pain or a muscle pain. It will definitely, we've seen good results with muscle spasms and muscle pains, but it, of course, depends why you're having the pain. Magnesium and trace minerals are very, very helpful for pain in general, but it depends why you're having this particular pain, ma'am. But you will definitely see reduction in pain in general.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Rafa.
Hi. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, sorry. I want to ask if you are taking straight the minerals without diluting, how many do you take a day, and what's the best time?
Well, the answer for that is how many can you handle at a time. It's basically a personal choice. How many drops can you take at a time? Because of the taste, there really is no limit. You can take. Of course, we always suggest to not take all 80 drops at once. Huh? You will get better benefits if you divide the intake throughout the day. How many drops can you take at a time? As much as you can handle. Most people cannot handle more than 3-4 drops at a time in their mouth. Some can handle more. So it really is more of a personal choice at that level.
Hello?
They are close to the... It's better to be farther from the food, or doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. We've tested it, and some people seems to be better with food, and some before food, because it helps them. It helps them digest food, because very often people are low in acids. This will actually help the digestive system. So, depends really on the patient. And muscle testing is a great way of testing individuals. How much more effective it is for that person. And
who didn't wash the stuff upstairs?
I'm sorry?
I think that was background noise, Rafi.
Oh.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead with your question. We have time for maybe just one or two more questions.
Can you take it pregnant?
Pregnant?
Yeah.
No, we have to be very careful answering that. We know a number of all the supplements that are sold to mothers, they are usually high in magnesium. So magnesium is a crucial mineral for mothers. But in the U.S., we have to be very careful suggesting mothers to take anything without their doctor's supervision. But we do know of many, many mothers, including my own wife, who was on the minerals, and she did much better this time around when she was on the minerals than when she was not. But I cannot answer that question directly without getting people in trouble. But magnesium is a very safe mineral for pregnant mothers. But again, if a person is pregnant, they have to have they have to be supervised.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question for major illness like, for instance, cancer. How many drops would you take a straight if you're trying to heal a cancer patient, maybe?
I would never answer that question in public.
How about major, just a major illness?
No, and what branch of the FDA do you work for, sir?
You don't want to answer questions like
but
that.
But, Rafi, if you were using it for yourself, how would you answer?
Well, I can tell you there are doctors using this product for acute patients, and they're getting very good results. That much I can say, but I would never go into specifics. They have no side effects that we know of, but again, anyone who has an acute condition like that, they really should be under supervision. That's all I could say.
How many drops can you take a day?
I've seen doctors that actually give much more than a suggested dosage for their patients. So when we suggest 70, 80 drops for preventive, I've seen much more than that for existing conditions.
Now, I want to go on record as the owner of the company as saying that I believe that trace minerals are catalysts within the body. They trigger chemical reactions. The reason they're called trace minerals is because we don't need massive amounts of them for them to do their job. And it may be very nice for us if everybody took 10 times what is necessary to actually have an effect on your body, because we would sell 10 times more minerals. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to assist your body. And we are not God, and we are not doctors, and we don't have a chart that tells us exactly what you need. You are your doctor. You are your own ruler, and you must work with every product we offer you. Start with a small amount, work your way up. If there is a change in the way you feel, then go to your tolerance. But please don't continuously ask us to quantify the amount that you should take, because everyone's a different shape, a different size, a different metabolism. Everybody has a different deficiency and a different need. So please be your own guide on this. We're providing you with the tool. You need to learn how to use it.
Well said, David.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rafi, for being with us tonight. I know we went over the time a little bit, and so thank you for taking time out of your evening to be with us and answer all the questions. This is such an amazing product. We did so much research before we brought this into our line. We carried the product in Europe, and they had amazing results with it, and we decided to bring it into our U.S. line. So thank you for all the information. Thank you for such an amazing product. And thank you, Dave, for being on the line with us tonight. Did you have any closing comments before we ended the call?
Just that it is always an amazing pleasure to have Rafi with us. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's a gentleman. Truly is an asset to this company, and we are blessed for the day that he joined us. So, Rafi, thank you once again. We look forward to the next time that you could be on with us. And your calls continue to be among the most replayed on our replay line, and that's really good stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Amy, and blessings to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. We're going to be doing a call all about autism. It's Autism Awareness Month in April. So we look forward to speaking with you next week. So everybody have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.